Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 46. Ping, of course, the weekly show that brings you all the hottest stories that Microsoft users are talking about. And we have a jam-packed show this week.
A lot of good stuff.
We've got some special guests coming into the studio to demonstrate some new Microsoft technology. But before we jump into that, we want to take a moment to sort of reflect.
Ooh,
reflect.
I'm reflecting.
Yep.
On the viewer comments, the viewer feedback, because you guys have been exceptionally active lately, and we love it. We love it.
2010's a great year for comments. This last episode, we had RHM that said, green background fail, just like the Jets.
That I didn't love so much. That hurts. That cuts deep. Well, that's like salt in my wounds. You know, seriously.
Well, the Jets did make it as far as they've made it in 30 years with a rookie quarterback and a rookie coach.
You're doing your research, haven't you? Those are amazing facts.
It's like
that I told you before we started the show.
Oh, and Ray Casey said that he was really digging the green vibe. He thought it was rather retro.
And then
Dentaku came up with a great slogan for us. Ping, better than a black hole.
Excuse me?
I like that. I like that. And, you know, speaking of I think it's Dentaku.
Dentaku?
I'm not sure. You have to write in and let us know. He also has been working on some really great sort of original artwork. So we'll show you some of the clips of his work. Here's one from last week. Genius, genius. All right, we've got this, so keep writing in, keep thumbing up, posting your comments, and we want to get you guys as interactive and as, you know, sort of participating as much as possible. Let's start the show. We have so much to give you.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, we have some special guests in the studio today. We have Jay and Nasha from the Multipoint Mouse team. And what's the group that you're in? It's the business...
Startup Business Group.
Startup Business Group. So is this kind of like a startup within Microsoft, or is it like...
In a way, actually, yeah. And it's new innovative technologies that are coming into market, and they're incubated in our group.
Oh, very cool, very cool. So this is going to be kind of a technical segment, so we push Laura out of frame for a little while. While we dive into to what this is. So how is multi-point different than multi-touch? Is that the same thing, or is that...
It is a bit different. For one, you're not touching the screen. With multi-point, each person has their own unique mouse, and they're interacting with an application at the same time with their own mice.
Okay.
So you can have multiple users actually actively connecting with the computer at the same time.
Okay, now what... Why would someone want this? Like, what's the use case for it? Like, I mean, I only have two hands, and generally one might be on the mouse and the other on the keyboard or texting somebody.
Right, exactly. So,
Twittering if I were Laura.
So what we noticed is that in most schools in the world, computers are shared. So you don't have a one PC to one child phenomenon. And what happens if the three of us were sharing a computer, you know, probably would be the bully and would dominate the computer experience. And, you know, poor Jay and I would be at the sides trying to access the computer, but we wouldn't be able to. We'd be passive observers. And so the computing experience is not fair. And we noticed this.
It's fair to me.
it's great for you, right? So this is a phenomenon we noticed, and we said, how can we solve this with computers? Can we give each child a mouse? And then each child actually has the ability to access the computer at the same time with their own peripheral.
All right, so let's go into some demos and see this thing in action.
Awesome. Okay, so since we've come out with the SDK, we have a vibrant partner and developer community, and one of our partners is Scholastic Education, which many of us grew up reading Scholastic books, and what they've done is created their own version of Goldilocks and the Three Bears, which is just such a wonderful story. So if you can imagine in a classroom, kids, you know, get this story read to them, and then they sit around computers. Let's say there's three of them, like three of us right now. Go ahead, take your mouse.
So you can see we have three cursors.
We have three cursors, and you see we're all moving our cursor, and you know which cursor is yours because it moves and
because I can
hand
shake
eye coordination.
It and everyone can see that. But it's also different colors, and what happens if people are colorblind? Is there any way to have them figure out what cursors they have?
Well, you don't have to have different colors. You can have different images as well, right?
Okay.
You can have different shapes and
so
designs.
So I can have, like, my little face, like, float around here, like my Xbox 360 avatar.
We have a great example of that coming up in another app that we're going to show.
Oh, very cool. All right.
Hold that question. So here we can actually work together to create our own Goldilocks and the Three Bears story. So I could be Goldilocks. I could make her walk. I could put up a chair for her to sit down because she looks like she's very tired. I could go ahead and change the background here. I could put some sounds in if I really want to. I could put music in. I could increase the volume. They've got special effects. They've got visuals. So let's say we want it to start snowing. Look at that. It's snowing. Yeah, isn't that amazing?
That's what we want in Seattle.
Exactly. And the exciting thing here is that there's a record and play function. So you can actually connect to mice and have one child narrate the story while the others act it out. Then you record it and you can play it back, and kids can actually create their own dynamic stories.
Oh, that's
great
really
for
cool.
collaboration and cooperation and cognitive skills.
I think I just killed my character. Maybe he's taking a nap in the back. I don't know.
You did. So this is just one example of a really innovative computer-based application that someone has created and commercializing and making money off of, which is what we love to see. And the SDK, by the way, is totally free. So if you're a developer or partner, free to use, no license required.
Awesome.
So we're really excited. There's a lot of momentum behind it. We're going to be consistently coming up with new versions. And
very cool. So all you Niners out there, don't forget you can go to microsoft.com/multipointmouse.
That's right.
And I would like to thank Jay and Nasha for joining us in the studio today.
Thank you.
All right, you will. First of all, thank you for your very first interview.
Oh, thanks.
On the Ping Show, solo. I'm sorry, sweating a little.
I know, it's just like...
Nervous.
A little bit.
Well, you popped your cherry. Yeah. And you know what? You would have had to have your head in the ground to have not heard about, obviously, the latest news coming out about the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of reviews, a lot of people thinking different things. I want to start, what are your thoughts of the iPad?
So the iPad, to me, just seems like an iPhone for people with bad depth perception.
Really?
I mean, it's like a big honking iPhone. Like, there are a few cool things about it, but overall, I am disappointed.
These are my thoughts on it. You need to have a phone.
Uh-huh.
So an iPhone is a viable option.
Sure,
You need to have an MP3 player. So an iPod is a very viable option. But I don't really see this as being a must-have.
Right, yeah.
You know, I don't need to have it.
Right. Like, all the things that I like about my tablet pretty much don't exist with the iPad. Like, I use my stylus. Like, I find that super great for taking notes and mm-hmm. And doing, like, digital whiteboarding. The iPad also doesn't allow you to multitask. It's just like the iPhone in that you have to, like, open up an app, close an app, open up an app, close an app. It doesn't have USB ports. Mm-hmm. You have to, like, put in these special dongles to get
it's like a touchscreen netbook.
Yeah, but it doesn't even have a lot of the great stuff that
a netbook
has. Like, the keyboard on it, it's a touch keyboard, which you have to, like, look at where you're typing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some speculation a couple years back that Apple has a patent to allow there to be a physical feedback
mm-hmm.
That where, like, little pips would pop up under the screen so that you could feel where you were, but that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So overall, like, I thought that this would be a really cool thing that would bring tablets into the mainstream, but I overall was actually pretty disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot of people saying that they expect it to sell millions and millions of units, you know, because it does have a low price point, not as low as a netbook.
Right, and I mean, even the lowest price point is $499, but that's just for the 16-gigabyte version.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're even getting that much space.
And then, you know, we're not going to dive too deep into the naming of the product, but let's just say that a lot of people are saying there was clearly no female representation when they decided to name this the iPad, because what sort of person, where's that level of sensitivity and just sort of forethought that maybe this isn't the best name?
I'm assuming their marketers had been watching Mad TV from a couple years back.
Okay. So there you go. You know, you make your own decisions. Let us know what you think about it. Real quick, I did see this thing. It's a third-party application that's coming, or a third-party piece of hardware coming after the iPhone, which is really cool. You put it on the top of your iPhone, you plug it in, and it allows you to take, it's a credit card swiper. It allows you to take credit card payments. So if I'm having a garage sale or, you know, or I'm selling T-shirts at a concert or something, I can instantly take credit card payments. So that's cool!
Sure.
Thumbs up for that. I'm going to go sideways with the iPad. Just me. Just my opinion.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it.
Next.
All right, Paul. I think it was last week I mentioned to you that Bill Gates was on Twitter.
Yep.
Actually following Channel 9.
He's becoming rather mainstream these days,
isn't he? He's becoming rather mainstream. There were some articles and some photographs and actually a really funny video. He is making the rounds at Sundance Film Festival.
I know.
Boogieing on tables.
Yeah, he's Big Willie Styles all in it.
That's right.
Getting jiggy with it. Na, 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 na.
Oh, keep going.
We've got a strong foundation. Here
efficient replications and new APIs.
Keep going. You're red!
4,000.
He's actually there promoting a documentary. He's not just there partying, which is just why I go. But he's there promoting a documentary. And there's been some other news. We've had Steve Ballmer.
Yep.
On film, or on, I think it was someone just took out their flip camera or something. He was asked to sign, Kate comes up to him and says, sign my laptop.
And it was a MacBook Pro.
And he hands him a Mac.
and he signs, like, need a new one,
need a
sign
new one.
Steve Ballmer.
That's awesome, though. We took it in stride. I'm sure that thing's going to be on eBay within the week,
yeah, you know,
selling for millions.
You know what they say, every time Steve Ballmer signs a Mac, God kills an iPod developer's kitten.
That's good.
All right, Windows 7 is getting some good shout-outs in the mainstream.
Like that?
Yeah, just like that. Raising the roof.
Yeah.
One of the primetime shows out there, Big Bang Theory.
Do you watch it?
I've seen a couple episodes.
I would imagine it's popular amongst the Niners.
Yep, so they did a shout-out to Windows 7. Let's take a look.
My new computer came with Windows 7. Windows 7 is much more user-friendly than Windows Vista. I don't like that.
Yep. So that's
right on.
Pretty much Windows.
When they
7.
Get on How I Met Your Mother, then
I actually know the executive producer of that show and
so
creator.
So why don't you get Ping on How I Met Your Mother?
I'll have Barney Stinson say that it's legend. Wait for it. It's of the fall.
Huh? Thanks.
Next.
All right, Paul. You know. Typically, they say that those in the artistic fields might not use Microsoft products. You know,
sure.
I know personally I'm a big fan of Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily Microsoft product, but does run on Windows. But I have found a man. I've scoured the earth and found a man who absolutely loves MS Paint.
MS Paint. I've seen some crazy paint drawings in my life.
This guy, now, not only does he love it, but he dedicated 4 years of his life. Let's take a look while we talk over. This that we're looking at now took 4 years of this man's life. And apparently there's...
And the quality bar proves it.
I mean, I think it's fascinating. If you go through, there's like lakes and tunnels and little villages and airplanes and golf courses.
I want to print this off life size.
So do I.
Like, as I'm looking at this right now, I just want to find out where Waldo is.
First to find him wins. All right, we're out of time for this week. Hope you enjoyed the show. We've had a lot going on. I'm a little bit tired.
Yeah,
a ton
of stuff this week. We might have some extended interviews for the people
definitely.
That came in.
If you want to learn more about the multi-point mouse, we're going to have that full interview posted to Channel 9.
Yep.
So check back on that because it's really interesting. We're also looking, they're going to come back and give us an update on their new SDK once it's released later in March.
Yep. And for all you guys out there that love social media, make sure to follow Channel 9 on Twitter and to look for Ping Facebook fan page.
That's right.
I think we have 87 fans right now. Let's get
to
88.
Bring it up. Also, Channel 9 has a Facebook page, so join that, and you guys can be all sort of linked in, and you won't miss a beat. You'll have all the news.
That's right.
Because we're bringing it to you.
So with that,
we're out of here.
Let's hit this. Oh. Yes. I can't miss.